This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind, everybody? I'm Scott Henin. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Kevin Flynn and Dan, the man, answering your calls. It's 701-271-1100, 701-258-0550. The legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. Call Todd, their director here at AM 1100 The Flag. Kevin lines to the phone. And you can ask your questions for Senator Kevin Cramer. I'm sorry, Senator John Ulvin, who joins us next.
One of those guys.
Yes.
There's a parade of them around here lately.
I tell you, the wonderful thing is that through this all, they've been just, I mean, they're always great, but they've really been incredible morning, noon, or night answering our questions, so we appreciate all of them for sure. And then bottom of the hour, we'll return to our question of the day. Is it time to reopen? Is it time to at least start planning for that reopening? Is it time, you know, planning our comeback? What's it going to look like? How's it going to work? Are we going to do it in waves? What day on the calendar can we begin? It's been the spirit of the conversation today, and it's been fun. Senator John Ulvin joins us now on our Newsmaker line. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you and greetings to your listeners.
Nice to have you back on the program today. I want to start with an SBA question that I'm sure you've already heard about, but we've heard from a number of banks. Actually, I had the SBA administrator on earlier. And I asked her, I called a few of the banks and just said, how's things going? And all of them are very excited and, you know, big numbers and very robust. Talked to Peter Stengem over at First International Bank and Trust. Talked to Dan Carey over at Vision Bank and Rick Clayburgh and the Bankers Association weighing in. But the one concern that everybody has is that the SBA is requiring that from the time the loan's approved, there needs to be 5 days before the funds go out. But they haven't yet given the proper loan language that refers to it being forgiven if they, in fact, keep their... So, in other words, they're asking the banks to do something that they can't do because they don't have the information from the SBA. I asked the SBA administrator about that, and she basically said, you know, this is no big deal. Just figure it out. Listen to what she said.
Scott, throughout the week, I've been speaking with not only the senators but congressmen. I've spoken to over 3,200. The vice president and I spoke with over 3,200 small businesses yesterday and explained that we were... working with Treasury to modify a lot of the frameworks that we have while still protecting the security of our systems. That's one of the goals that we have, that we would not compromise our infrastructure as we're processing and retrofitting the particular documents, because the banks want assurances also that if they're going to release billions and billions of dollars, they need the assurance that the government's going to back them up. And I'm here to tell you that the president, the vice president, Congress, and SBA are going to back the $349 billion and more money that's being appropriated for small businesses. So I will tell you that our expectations is that they'll be receiving their funds this week. I know that we've tweaked. I know we've talked about 3 days and 5 days and 2 weeks, but trust me, we're closer to disbursing this money than we've ever been, and we're anxious to relieve these small businesses.
Sounds to me like you're saying, you know, fix it. We're good for it. Fix it. Get this done. Get it out in 5 days. And, you've got my assurance. That's what it sounds like to me. A leader saying, just figure this out, right?
Yeah, just trust us. We got it coming. And so for the share owners that are there, out there supporting a lot of these private banks, we've guaranteed it's in the bank. The money's in the bank. We've already guaranteed it's just a matter of infrastructure adjustments for everybody. The entire sector obviously is doing their very, very best, Scott. I have to compliment the banks that are really poised, that they've even gone on point to express how much they're willing to provide small businesses, and that's huge.
One of the SBA administrator, Jovita Carranza, but basically, I don't know what you get out of that. I get out of that just, you know, don't worry about the details. Just give the money out.
Well, that's what they're trying to do, is move on this. And the reason it goes through the
community banks, credit unions, local financial institutions, and so forth, is because the whole idea is to get it out in a more expeditious way. And of course, people have, small businesses have relationships with their financial institutions. So the whole idea is to try to move it as well as possible. But obviously, the SBA becomes the bottleneck because that's the one point of entry where you have to go back both for the guarantee, but also for the approvals as to how the loan works as relative to the loan forgiveness feature and so forth. So that's what SBA is trying to do. They're hustling. Matter of fact, when I get off this call, I've got a call with Bank of North Dakota and SBA to deal with these very issues to make sure this gets going. So when I was on the phone with you last week, Scott, remember the question you brought up is, are they going to run out of money? And I said, hey, look, we'll appropriate more money. We're already in process of doing that. Now, they've only used $66 billion of their $350 billion so far. But already we're going back and addressing that so that people aren't worried about, you know, that kind of created a rush feature where people were worried about getting in kind of that first come, first serve. So we're already working to address that. In the same way, we'll work to address and need to work with SBA to address these other features, and then the local financial institutions will work with their customers to answer these questions so you don't get everybody bunched up at the SBA.
By the way, the new number already is $88 billion, but it is you know,
right. It was $66 at the close of business yesterday, and so it's going to continue to climb. That's right.
No, but what my question is that $88 billion that's been actually, you know, handed over, or are we talking about, because the banks here are very concerned about this five-day deal.
That's what's allocated. So that's what's been allocated, my understanding. And again, like I said, I'm going off this call. I'm going to get on a call with SBA and with the banks and with Bank of North Dakota to go through this very issue so we can get questions out to the banks and their customers. So what SBA is giving so far are approvals, and then you've got the funding piece. Well, is the bank going to fund that directly, or are they going to want to go to the discount window and fund it through the Fed? The rate on the loan's 1%, so you're going to have both. In some cases, the bank may fund it for a while, depending on their Fed fund situation. In other cases, they may go and want to borrow those funds directly, you know, from the either Fed discount window or some, you know, Fed credit facility to fund the actual loan.
But bankers are understandably hesitant to fund it if they don't know what to tell their customers in order for these loans to be forgivable and what documents
exactly.
Are supposed to be.
And so I mean, that's why we need to get this. That's exactly why I'm jumping off this call onto another one to see if we can't get that answer nailed down. And remember, there's multiple things going on here. You've got the SBA guarantee. That's one thing. But then you've got the funding source. That's separate. And then the banks can sell the loan as well. The SBA is going to set up a credit facility to, quote, sell the loan. So there's a variety of ways to fund it. I think that's the question you're asking, Scott. And we need to get SBA and Federal Reserve to nail that down for the banks.
Yeah,
so that their customers get their money.
I was just surprised the SBA administrator is like, figure it out. You know, just do it. And the banks are going, well, wait a minute, we need the language from them. Now, you know, again, the dollars are there. It's a communication thing that can be cleared up.
That's right. It's about trying to get it up running as fast as possible. But, you know, you and I talked last week. I knew that come Friday there was going to be an issue because all the banks then went to SBA and said, hey, approve us so we can approve our customers. And, of course, SBA got bottlenecked on that. Now they seem to be relieving some pressure on that, and we're already going back for more funding to try to relieve this concern about the first come, first serve thing to kind of, you know, get that kind of squared away so people are comfortable there's funding there. Now it's the bank funding piece, so the banks know how to fund it and get the money to their customer. So we need to work with SBA and the Federal Reserve on that and make sure we get those answers out as soon as we can.
On another note, I want to just ask you overall if you think we're sort of ready to pivot towards planning the way forward, planning our comeback, circling a date on the calendar, pushing for it, getting down, you know, some rules on how do you open back up versus triage. Do you think we're turning a corner here?
Yeah. So I really appreciate that question because I think, again, look, we all get that we have to do the social distancing and all those things. We have to protect the vulnerable. We have to take necessary precautions. But what I'm seeing, and I think is a good sign, people are now starting to think and plan, okay, fine, we do all that, we beat the virus, but now how are we going to open up? It's likely going to be a phased process, do it in certain places first. But, yeah, that's the kind of planning I think we want to do. And I think people, that's reassuring to people. That's hopeful. That's positive. That's how we are. It's like we're a can-do society. And so I think that is a discussion that not only is appropriate and necessary, but I think it makes people feel good. Yeah, we're going to get past this, and now let's start figuring out planning for it.
What does your gut tell you as far as what it's going to take to get this economy back on track? I mean, are we going to be – is this years worth of rebuilding, or is this months?
I'm hopeful it's going to be sooner than that, Scott. I mean, again, these programs that we're talking about, the small business program. I met with the oil guys yesterday, as you know. I'm working on a number of things there, not only ending the price war there, which I think we're going to get some real progress on tomorrow with that meeting between OPEC and Russia and some other oil-producing countries that I've called, like Canada and Norway. A guy just introduced a bill to buy oil for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help our industry. And the other thing, talk about loan programs, it's this market stabilization loan program that I think can help a lot of our mid-majors. So it doesn't have the grant feature like the small loan program, but it's a way for our mid-sized companies, those companies that are above 500, but they're not the big guys, to get access to capital. So it's these kind of tools, and then the enhancements on
hold that thought, if you would, Senator. We'll talk more after the break.
Ryan Wiede with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and then knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, I'm Jason Bohrer, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. I wanted to extend my sincere and heartfelt thanks to those 14,000 people who are either directly or indirectly employed by the lignite industry here in North Dakota, and thank them for their steadfast commitment to continuing to provide an affordable and reliable source of electricity during the challenging times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Please join us in thanking them by visiting secureenergyfuture.org/thanks.
Fuel prices have dropped. Now's the time to get your bulk fuel storage tank from True North Steel. True North Steel has been providing tank solutions for over 75 years. Contact your salesperson today at TrueNorthSteel.com. Tanks range from 300 to 12,000 gallons and double or single wall. Built for vertical and horizontal installation, ensuring to meet your application needs. Their custom designed tanks meet STI certifications. Reserve yours today at TrueNorthSteel.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And, you know, there are silver linings in challenges like this when you're, you're sheltering at home, you're staying at home more, there's no restaurants open, you got to do takeout, so what do? You come home. A lot more home time, a lot more family time, and Hot Spring Spas at Pool Tables 2 has been delivering a lot of spas. They're doing these virtual walkthroughs with their website where you can see the saunas and the hot tubs. They have the best hot tub ever, the Hot Spring Spa. It's just unbelievable. And lots of family games, too. So remember, if you're looking for, you know, just a little you know, extra boost to get through this challenging time, give them a call. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And they are in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too, online. But give them a call. They're doing those virtual tours on their website right when you call. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Back with more with Senator John Hoeven on the program today. If you have a question or comment for him, it's welcome at 800-228-0550. Before the break, you mentioned some of the work that's being done to deal specifically with the oil industry. And, of course, I always say they deserve some extra attention for the reason that not only did the coronavirus hit them like it hit everybody else, but you also have a price war going on and some games being played by Saudi Arabia and the others. What is the, I know there's no silver bullet, but what's top on the list in your bullets to use in the way of, you know, getting things back to normal, at least back on track to normal for the oil industry?
Yeah, you know, there's a number of things, and I had a phone conference with North Dakota Petroleum Council and all their, a lot of their members. I don't know, we had over 200, you know, different people on the phone, and there's a number of things. First is we've got in this price war, and as you know, both myself and Kevin and others have been working hard on that with the president. The president stepped in, and Dan Bilette, the Secretary of Energy, and so the OPEC countries and Russia and some others, like I said, contacted both Canada and Norway, and but the oil-producing countries are going to be meeting and talking tomorrow. And I think what you're going to see is a reduction in supply. And so, obviously, with the coronavirus fight, that's just crushed demand. And so these countries that are producing more right now and increasing the supply, that's why the price is being knocked down so low. And that's what you're going to see tomorrow, I think, is some agreement in line with what the president said, that there's going to be a reduction in supply. And so then I think that'll help. That's very important. We've been hard at work on that. And then I've also put in a bill now, and I've got bipartisan sponsorship on it. Lizzie Fletcher in the House and Michael Burgess, two members of Congress from Texas. So they're introducing the companion in the House. And then myself and Kevin, John Cornyn, Ted Cruz, a bunch of guys. But anyway, I've got that bill to buy American petroleum for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That would help. That got blocked in the CARES Act. I'm hopeful I'm able to get that. That would help our guys. Then the third thing, and I'm going to talk to the industry more about this, getting a lot of questions on it because it's not been rolled out yet, but it's getting close. You and I just talked about the small business loan program, but there's also a loan program for what we call the mid-majors. So not the real big companies like 10,000 more employees, but that middle tier, more than 500, but not the real big guys, they have a real challenge with access to capital. And that's this market stabilization loan program that Treasury is going to be rolling out either later this week or next week. They're going to call it the Main Street Business Lending Program, and it's a low-interest loan program of 2% or less is the rate. But just like you've got the SBA backstopping the loans for the small businesses, the Treasury would backstop the loans for these mid-sized businesses. Now, it doesn't have the forgiveness or the grant aspect to it. It's just low-interest loan. It has to be paid back. But it gives these mid-sized companies access to capital, and I think it's going to be very important for them. So the Continental Resources, those kind of companies that are so important in the Bakken.
Steve in Bismarck for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Senator Hoeven. One of the things I was going to ask about is, you know, and Scott's made a lot of points on this, is our seniors for the schools right now, you know, they're obviously missing out on a lot of different things. Has there been any talk about scholarships possibly with the next stimulus bill to maybe give the seniors a scholarship geared towards going to college their freshman year? You got a lot of senior athletes that are missing out on scholarship opportunities with sports, academics, stuff like that. You got seniors that are losing, you know, thousands of dollars right now, too, on example, a senior band trip that they put money in that's non-refundable. Now, this, you know, you got a 17-year-old kid who's putting $2,500 down for a senior trip. That's a lot of money for these kids. They don't get it back. You know, one way it is thinking with the stimulus package that, you know, you guys might be working on next is possibly throwing something out where the seniors in not just North Dakota but the nation in general would maybe get a little extra kickback so that it would help them for their upcoming freshman year in college.
The two things that I've seen included in the CARES Act regarding students are, one, deferral of interest and payments on their loans for the year on any student loans, and so they wouldn't be responsible for interest, and their payments are deferred for the year on any student loans. And then also another bill that I actually co-sponsored that allows employers to provide $5,000 a year for a student to use for their loan repayment tax-free. So those are two things that have been included already at this point to try to help. Beyond that, there is funding in for K-12 schools and university system in the CARES Act as well. Now, how they would deploy that for students relative to what you're talking about would be something that, you know, they would probably, you know, that is be more driven at the local level.
That's a very good idea. The spirit of that idea, Steve, is good, because it's that's tough, and especially, like you say, scholarship opportunities lost because you're not playing, you don't get that. But whether that would come from some good-hearted soul somewhere, or what the dollars would be there, I don't know. It's worth noodling a little bit. For sure.
Well, that's why the tax-exempt feature on that student loan repayment stuff might help, like you say, helps bring people into the equation. But I agree with you. I mean, look at these teams that qualified to, well, like NDSU to go to the March Madness, or UND, which was ranked number one all year in hockey. And then think of all those. Look at our State A basketball. They're right in the middle of the tournament. And those guys worked so hard, and boys and girls, to get there. And then they call it off in the middle of the tournament. So, whether it's band, drama, debate, you name it. I mean, absolutely, for those seniors particularly, you're right on. I mean, that's a tough deal, and we feel for them.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call. Quick call that came in, a question that came in earlier in the week, and I only have a few seconds for your answer. But somebody's questioning why, we have so few Packers in this country, and we know that that's a concern right now. But two of them are owned by one outfit out of China and another out of Brazil. Does that make any sense?
No, it's too much concentration. It's a problem, and USDA has to do more about it. Absolutely.
Is the foreign-owned part of that,
with China and all, that's a concern, obviously, right? I'll look at the whole coronavirus thing. We got more work to do there, no doubt.
Senator, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Scott.
Senator John Hovind on so many of the fronts related to coronavirus. Appreciate that time. When we come back, your calls, your questions, your comments on anything. Tell us what's on your mind.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dream. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new survey finds a majority of Americans believe the federal government has done a poor job of preventing the spread of the coronavirus. The CNN poll shows 55% of those surveyed say Washington's response to the pandemic has been poor. 80% say the worst of the outbreak is probably yet to come. And 55% say President Trump could be doing more to help. Meanwhile, President Trump's threatened to freeze U.S. funding to the World Health Organization, saying the international agency missed the call on the pandemic. The president's coronavirus task force coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, says that may be so, but first things first.
We can do all of that when we get through this as a global community to really understand how to do this better the next time.
But saying stopping the spread of COVID-19 is job one. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Brought to you today by the energy of North Dakota. On What's on Your Mind, I remember very well the 1 million barrels celebration up there in Tioga, Nessa Consulting, celebrating 1 million barrels a day, right? And then we plowed along and hit 1.5 million barrels a day. And then a little something called the coronavirus came along, and Saudi Arabia and Russia in a price war to take on shale, and that number is going to be ticking down from there. But the quest and the move to 2 million barrels certainly is going to reignite. It's just a matter of when. That's all part of the strength that comes from North Dakota. An abundance of talents and innovations and technologies and energy responsibly produced, which will again translate to worldwide economic stability. There's not much in the way of economic stability worldwide right now, but this too shall change, trust me. And will happen once again with the energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Let's see here. Jim in South Dakota has been waiting. Let's get to Jim and Carl and Joe on deck here, and a bunch of texts to get to as well. Jim, what's on your mind?
I wanted to ask John Hovind this question, but I'll ask you, and maybe you can find out the answer. I'm more curious as to how much money he has accepted from the big four beef stockers in this country. Just before your break, you went on about they're not even from this country. But I'm getting a little tired of these politicians telling us we're going to investigate them. We're going to investigate them for price fixing. And there's laws on the books, the packers and stockyards, that Purdue and Trump relaxed. And this is what we're getting for. We don't want a handout from the government. We want the packers brought to justice. We want country of origin labeling, and that's it. We're not asking for a handout, not a one of us, but there ain't going to be any of us left if something don't get done real quick, and they're just willing to investigate or give us money, and shutting us up with money isn't going to do it because they don't have enough money to shut us up.
I don't have a sense at all that Senator Hovind, Senator Cramer, Congressman Armstrong, and the myriad of times we've talked about this topic, doesn't care. Just to, you know, and you started this by saying how much money was donated. I mean, you probably didn't mean it this way, but what that sounds like is a campaign contribution can cause somebody to say, well, I'll be on the Packer side, not on the rancher side. And, you know, if someone...
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, what I'm saying. What you're saying is, well, first of all, okay, thanks for clarifying it. But what you're saying is, that he doesn't care to be reelected, that he doesn't care to serve, because you can't, you know, sort of say, hey, I'm, you know, that's calling somebody dishonest. It's calling them with lack of integrity. I always say the better way to look at campaign contributions.
Yep.
What do you mean?
That's exactly what I'm calling them. I'm calling every one of them that's in Washington dishonest. That's exactly what I'm saying here. They have let. Tell me this. Why did Purdue relax all the PSA rules and just give these Packers carte blanche to run all over the top of the Cavs?
Well, I don't think there's anybody that is more agitated right now at the Packers than Sonny Purdue. So your argument fell apart. Here's what I'm going to tell you. In the way of a little bit of advice, Jim, and that
you
is
should be a politician in Washington.
Well, but look, I mean, I want to help beef producers. I want to help cattle producers, and I've tried to, understand the issue, get answers wherever we can. Do you know that if I have, for instance, the issue of you raised earlier, that country of origin labeling would be the ticket? I can find you as many people in the universe of beef as you that say that's the exact opposite of what they want to have happen. That's within the beef industry. So you can't put that on some member of Congress that haven't fixed your problems when you guys can't decide yourself what you want.
You're exactly right. You said a mouthful there. We have three organizations that can't agree. I'm talking about NCBA. I'm talking about RCAF. I'm talking about U.S. Cattlemen. They can't agree on anything. And I'm tired of that.
Well, fix that before you call John Hoven dishonest. Fix that.
I'm sorry. I can't fix that any more than I can fix anything else. I'm just calling to vent. But what I'm saying here is we need one organization. I don't care if we raise our check off to $3 a head. We need to do away with fake beef. And NCBA stance on fake beef is we're going to hold their feet to the fire on labeling. Fake beef has come out. Their whole mission is to put us out of business. And we're going to hold their feet to the fire on labeling, saying they can't use beef on their labels? Come on. We need to put them out of business. One organization could do that. Three that can't agree on anything will never do that. But I don't know how to go about getting that done. I wished I did. It would have happened yesterday.
And are you telling me this wasn't a problem in the Obama administration?
I'm telling you, we had record high prices in the Obama administration, but I'm not giving him credit for that. It was the lowest cow numbers in history. It was partly country of origin labeling. But the number one reason was we had the lowest cow numbers, but we were still producing the same amount of beef. So I think a lot more of it can be done, attributed to country of origin labeling. Because we had as many cattle in this country as we had back in the 50s, but we're producing three times more beef than we were producing in the 50s. Tell me what it was. 2015 was an awesome banner year, and it should have lasted longer than until 16. And the bottom fell out of everything. In 16.
How many Packers were there then?
Four.
So same amount of Packers.
Yeah, I can't explain it. Country of origin labeling is what I can tell you was the only real difference.
Right, and of course that was not anything that any politician decided to do away with. That was a trade deal.
The politicians buckled under the $1 billion worth of tariffs that Mexico and Canada. They should have let them go. They should have called it. If this would have happened when Trump was president,
yeah, he would have retaliated. He'd have won that debate. I agree with you.
Exactly. So we have a bunch of politicians that sat there and cried, you know, the sky was falling. Oh, they're threatening these tariffs.
Well, I mean, the thing with trade deals is there are rules. And if some court says, well, you didn't follow the rule, you don't have a lot of options. So that then brought the tariffs.
I don't believe any court ever said that.
It was a ruling. It was a WTO ruling on it being an unfair trade practice, right? That's what allowed them to put the tariffs on, I believe. It's been a while. I'll refresh my memory on it. But what rule were you talking about that was changed by Purdue?
the Purdue went in and relaxed a lot of the Packers and Stockyard Act rules that were put in place. That doesn't matter. They weren't enforced anyway. But now they won't be enforced. There's no fear from the Packer that these rules will be enforced. Well, this is what we've got. And Sonny Perdue said, his exact words were, if you don't like it, build your own packing plant. Well, maybe we ought to, but we're never going to. You know,
I've thought that for some time too. Let's do a North Dakota solution. There's a lot of ability to do processing in North Dakota right now. You know, maybe just get a little more smart about that. Look at what ethanol did when they wanted to find corn producers, pasta plants. You know, that's the value added chain that we do pretty well here. Well, Jim, I'm with you. Know that I'm with you. And I do think I spend a lot of energy getting these groups to speak with one voice, and because it is impossible to fix something when people are coming at you with all kinds of different suggestions, and they're different, and they're from the same industry. And I feel the same way. I'm like, okay, let's try and figure this out. Who can we get on the phone? How can we help? You know? And you get a few different suggestions. So we do have, by the way, I should have mentioned this earlier probably, but we do have is it Friday we have? I'll find out what day that is here. We've got a beef one of the trade groups coming on the program. Jeff in Jamestown, I'll go to you and then I'll find what I'm looking for here. What's on your mind?
About a month ago, Sonny Perdue signed off on to let Brazil, Argentina, and then I heard was it Portugal, bring their beef in here. Who's looking after my business?
Yeah, I know. We've talked about that before. They can't not do it in our trade deal. So we'd have the same situation that came about from before. I hear you. I don't understand why it's an issue, but I don't think he has the tool that can say, nope, we're not going to do it. If he does, tell me.
American cattlemen grow the best beef on the planet. It's
nobody doubts that.
Paid for it.
Nobody doubts that.
So you want to let a Brazilian beef here to get an American-made sticker on it.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. I don't get how they can do that, where they can bring it here, process it here, and then stick an American-made sticker on it, which is...
That's why I wanted cool on this. We couldn't seem to get that.
Yeah, again.
I get used on this all the time, and truth be known, if we didn't get the cattle from Canada and probably Brazil, we wouldn't have enough beef to go around here just to supply our own needs. But see, that's the big held secret all the time. They don't want to pay up for this stuff. So we'll import. It's how we went broke in the 70s. America was short of beef. You couldn't even get it. Here they opened the door. Brazil came in and cattle tanked for the next 10 years. And that's where we're at now. Not a good time.
No, it isn't. And again, I hope beef leaders in the beef industry, the cattle producers, can get around a table and say, okay, let's push some paper around the table here and find 10 things we agree on. And then let's go with one voice to our elected leaders and ask them to push for this, ask for these changes. Then you get, President Trump behind something and others. That's the way to do it. The biggest reason there is, sort of a circular firing squad on this is there's no unity from the industry. So that's darn important. No two ways around it. Let's see here. Who's next? Joe in Bismarck wants to talk banking. We got a little bit of time. We'll have to hold you over through the break here, Joe, but what's on your mind?
Hey, real quick, I'll just say what I got to say, and then you can talk about it going after the break. But my son, my oldest son, and his wife called all of her student loan lenders, and they're all working with her, either deferring payments or dropping her interest rate. My son has his loan through Bank of North Dakota, and he called Bank of North Dakota, and they said they're not doing anything. I mean, and I said, you're kidding me. And he said, no, seriously. They said there's nothing they can do for him.
Well, the president of the Bank of North Dakota is on tomorrow. He'll hear
your
voice.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project, and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry. We've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's in your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Committed to the health and well-being of their employees and customers, they are open for business. They understand the importance of reliable transportation or continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they have taken extra precautions of both sales and service to help keep you safe. If you're not comfortable coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online. Shop, click, and drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com. They'll even come right out to you. 0% APR for 84 months plus 120-day deferred payments and approved credit if your vehicle needs service. Ask about their pickup and delivery options for that as well. Family-owned, community-driven. We care. We're here to help. We'll get through this together. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, the Bust a Move bumper music, Kevin. Thank you very much. Quite appropriate for the fact that in a few seconds here, we're supposed to hear from Bernie Sanders.
This here's a tale for all the fellas.
Who is suspending his campaign today.
Trying to do what the ladies tell us.
Nobody says they're ending their campaign anymore. You notice that?
Yeah. I'm suspending my campaign.
Kamala Harris,
I'm
suspending
my
campaign.
I can start up at any moment I want
to. I really want Kamala Harris to start hers back up. Yeah. No, thank you.
You don't think she's going to be the VP?
I don't. Nominee? No. Well, she might. She might. I guess, is it true that Joe Biden told Sanders that he wouldn't be the VP, but he could do something else?
He said his VP nominee would be a woman.
Oh, that's right. He did. Early on. Yeah, he said that a while ago. That's right. That's right.
So now, he may not remember having said it, but he said it.
So I think Kamala Harris, the problem there is this Californian geographically doesn't really help him, you know, from the political map. You know what I mean? Obviously, first African-American woman, she'd be great. And, you know, from that standpoint, in the party that is known as the identity politics party, that'd probably be the way to go because you're known by your identity. Pete Buttigieg, she's gay, be the first gay vice president. Kamala Harris, she's black, first black vice president. All that stuff drives me crazy. But anyway, Amy Klobuchar would be a good pick because then you'd have, you know, Minnesota, and I don't know. Who cares? They're not going to win anyway. Sleepy Joe, my gosh. All right, let's listen to Bernie here. What does he got to say? Lay it on us, Bernie. What's he going to do?
They haven't taken him yet. Hang on.
Fox News has got him.
Fox has him.
Okay, well, we can see that Bernie Sanders has started speaking. As I understand it, the audio feed is not quite up yet.
Oh.
Yeah. I told you guys, I'm like, it's not saying anything.
Is that not pretty? So we see him on the screen with his lips moving, but nothing's happening. Try Fox on Anchor. Do they have any better? They probably wouldn't, would they? No.
Turn the mic on, Bernie.
Bernie, we can't hear you. You're suspending your campaign.
Sorry,
nobody's
hearing I've been talking all this time and they can't hear me.
Yeah. Nothing yet on Fox?
Well, they're the ones that just said that he's talking about.
Nope, nothing. Yeah. He's still mute.
Can't make
here
it.
He
up.
Hang on, here he is.
$18.50 a donation. I want to thank those who phone bank for our campaign and those of you who sent out millions of texts. And I want to thank the many hundreds of thousands of Americans who attended our rallies, town meetings, and house parties from New York to California.
Uh-huh.
Some of these events had over 25,000 people, some had a few hundred, and some had a dozen. But all were important. And let me thank those who made these many events possible. I also want to thank our surrogates. Too many to
name. Okay, I can't take it. Just tell me when he says I'm done. That's the money clip. You can roll on it. We'll hopefully have it by the end of the program. Bernie Sanders suspending his campaign today. It's a little anticlimactic, right? I mean, did anybody doubt that this was going to happen at some point?
No.
I guess,
no.
You know, not really. Anyway, I want to take a quick moment before we finish off with the calls for today to salute the folks that have found a way to help people during this time of need. And especially entrepreneurs that say, how can we help? My friends at HSS Courier Medical Delivery, they were a courier service and still are a courier service before COVID hit. But they quickly found out that pharmacies needed help getting door-to-door prescription delivery done for their customers. So they're helping pharmacies do that. And if your pharmacy isn't delivering yet, tell them to call David, 866-5774, or John, 367-5763, or find them on Facebook at HSS Medicine. HSS Courier and Medical Delivery, working hard every day during these trying times to help you. And whatever essential product you need, they can deliver it. So give them a call. Colin Woodall is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association CEO. He is joining us Friday on the program. That was scheduled a while ago. Julie Ellickson helped us line it up. Thanks to Julie. One of the many guests we're going to talk to, but this time one of the National Association ones. So NCBA CEO Colin Woodall will be here and talk about their perspective on the issues. That'll be Friday ahead of the Cramer Talk Hall. Kevin Cramer, Senator Kevin Cramer, Radio Town Hall. All right, Doug in Central North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, I would like to speak about what them gentlemen from South Dakota called in, and he's 100% right. Last summer when that packing plant burned in Kansas, they dropped the price of cattle very precipitously. My son and I don't raise many finished beef. It costs us $100,000. But they packed more cattle. They raised the price of boxed beef. They went from making $500 a head, which is too much, to making $700 a head. And Sonny Perdue yawned. Now, you think Sonny Perdue Cares. Last Thursday, I called Senator Kramer's office, and the young man who talked to me said that Senator Craven and Senator Hoeven, plus 16 other senators, are going to the AG department, the Justice Department, because Sonny Perdue won't do anything. In his words, he said the Ag Department won't do anything.
Well, I've seen Sonny Perdue in his own words talk about an investigation. So I think the delegation and Sonny Perdue are on the same page. We'll invite Sonny Perdue to come back on and talk about it. How about that, Doug?
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300 depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.